This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo in for David Brancaccio. In the new year, seniors and others covered under Medicare will have more options for mental health coverage. Congress has approved an expansion in eligible providers under the program. They will almost double come January 1st, adding licensed mental health counselors and marriage and family therapists to the mix. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has the details.
When people age into Medicare coverage or become eligible because of a disability, that sometimes means leaving a trusted counselor behind. It's happened a few times to Erin Schaefer's clients. She practices marriage and family therapy in Ohio.
That's been devastating for people who have made a connection, perhaps stabilized in their symptoms, and then have to have that kind of disruption to their services.
And finding another provider who can accept Medicare can be tough, says Beth McGinty, a health economist at Cornell.
You are really limited in Medicare to psychiatrists and psychologists. There are shortages in many areas of the country for these groups.
This change on January 1st will make some 400,000 providers, or 40% of the mental health workforce, eligible to bill the program.
It will, you know, approximately double the amount of mental health providers who your Medicare covers.
And could fill a critical gap in rural parts of the country, where one in three adults is enrolled in Medicare, according to the Census Bureau, and where psychiatrists and psychologists are in especially short supply.
So this really significantly changes the game,
says Blake Edwards with Columbia Valley Community Health in North Central Washington.
In terms of our ability to hire for and expand capacity for our behavioral health services.
In 2024, Edwards says eight of his clinic's behavioral health providers will start accepting Medicare patients and help meet rapidly growing demand for mental health services. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.